very famous Gemara of the pasuk we say in the second parsha of Kriyat Shema. She said, "Shema Tishmura Masasaya Shem Tzimis Aves Chayom." Spoke about the Avos Hashem Bechol Avav Chemin Chol Nafshechem. Spoke about rainfall. Zatim Itar Tzichem Biyito. The connection between davening and a planetary balance. And Hashem says, as a result, the Asafta Digonecha V'Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. Hashem doesn't just imply that you will be prosperous. We all know what happens when there's rainfall. But he says it in a way that sounds like almost as if it's a commandment. Asafta Digonecha V'Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. You'll gather in all your produce. So part of it is Hashem just being very specific that you'll be prosperous in a broad range of details, not just in general, but there'll be prosperity in every detail of your life. And here, the detailed prosperity is conveyed by the specificity, tiroshcha, b'yitzarecha, your grains, your oils, your wines. But part of this struck Rabbi Yishmael as an important theological statement. The Torah says, lo yamush ha-Torah zemipicha. You should learn Torah your entire life. You never stop learning Torah. Wait a second. How could the Torah command you? It's not really in the Torah, it's in Parshat Sefer Yeshua. How could the Torah command you to learn Torah your entire life when it also commands you to harvest? Namely, Rabbi Shmuel saw this pasuk not just as a promise, but as a mandate. Not really a mandate, but an allowance not to learn Torah all day long. So the Gemara says, Haneg bohem minig derech ha'etzivar Rabbi Shmuel. This pasuk, so to speak, balances the pasuk. On the one hand, you should learn Torah your entire life. On the other hand, Derech Eretz means you're in this world, and this world has certain demands and certain necessities beyond just Parnassah. Of course, this Gemara is discussing the need to support your family and to build the world, but Derech Eretz means recognizing that there's a certain norm in this world that you are responsible to adhere to, not just in Parnassah. We use the word Derech Eretz not just to refer to your monetary needs, but the responsibility, not just to live in Shemayim, but to understand the people around you, live in a community, to adhere to whatever social norms and expectations. When we say a person has Derech Eretz, we don't just mean he works. We mean he understands the needs of others and he's able to encase all of his ambition and religious energy within a world of human interaction, human and social interaction. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, the pasuk v'yasafta digonecha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha is meant to allow that even though in a perfect world you should be learning Torah all day, and in Gan Eden where there's no need for v'yasafta digonecha, and one day we'll live at least in Olam Haba, perhaps even be Moshiach Mashiach, where there will no longer be a need for Yasafta Diganecha V'Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. In a perfect world, there's no war, there's no disease, there's no... all the responsibilities we attend to fade. In theory, the Yamush Sefer Torah Zemipich. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai disagreed. Shimon Bar Yochai said, and very famous and poetic, if you're going to be Charesh B'Shas Charisha, V'Zareah B'Shas Zariah, V'Kotzer B'Shas Zira. He was delineating that working in this world is not just something that's episodic or sporadic. It's all year long. It's a period for Harisha, it's a period for Zariah. You generally plow in the late summer, early fall, and you plant in the early winter, or you harvest and gather in the spring slash summer. So when are you going to learn? You'll learn 1 month in August, and you're not involved, at least in the northern hemisphere, in any agricultural activity. And in the harrowing words of Rishon Bar Yochai, Tara Matahela. So what will be with Tara? So Rishon Bar Yochai said that you should really learn Torah all day. How did he interpret the pasuk V'yasafta digonecha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha? Not that you should work, but when you're learning, then, one second, when you're learning, others will attend to your needs. If you're not, let me say it differently, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. If you are religiously committed to Hashem, then your needs will be automatically fulfilled by others. The language of the Gemara is Malachta Nasis Ayideh Acherim. If you're not religiously successful, then you have to work. So according to Shimon Bar Yochai, working is a reflection of religious malfunction, religious inability. Okay, you have to work because you can't count on Hashem to delegate your jobs and your responsibilities to others. But in a perfect world, you should be able to learn Torah all day and allow for supernatural provision through other people's efforts. Now, what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying is twofold. Number one, it's not immoral to learn Torah and let other people provide for you in a perfect world. You should never, ever see, Chas V'Shalom, people talk about people who are learning Torah as parasitical. is people sponging off of others. That statement is fundamentally flawed. Now, it may be flawed in practice if too many people do it, if people don't learn Torah the right way, if it's done in a way that's exploitative or disrespectful. But the concept that someone who's learning Torah is receiving more than they're giving is factually flawed. By learning Torah, you're drawing Hashem into this world. You're creating Hashem's presence in this world. You're a giver, you're not a taker. So, Shimon Bar Yochai says, again, in a perfect world, you could claim that we don't live in a perfect world anymore. We live in a fallen world. But that's already a adaptation, which is fine. But conceptually, someone who learns Torah has the right to receive off of others. And according to Gemara and Baba Basra, you have to pay taxes, you have to pay certain tamid chachamim. Second of all, that you also have the right, again, in theory, to live a life that's reliant on supernatural intervention, because it's not as if people are lining up to do my job. It's like everyone saying, oh, we'll be happy to provide for you. You're basically saying, I'm going to learn Torah and allow Hashem to worry about Parnassah, which typically leads to as you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to base on supernatural assistance and Hashem's intervention. When you're learning Torah, again, in a perfect world, and Am Yisrael is living at that standard, then it's perfectly legitimate. Right? So that was the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Asafta de Gornacha reflects an ideal, at least in this reality. Ideally, you should be working and learning as best you can with the time that's available. According to Rishon Bar Yochai, ideally, in a perfect reality, and again, what is our world perfect? Is it not perfect? Well, this is essentially the discussion that takes place today between people that are Haredim, not Haredim, even in how much you have the right to learn Torah at other people's expense, so to speak, and rely on Hashem to provide for you. Now, a couple hundred years after this machlokas took place, Abaye chimed in. And Abaye said, by the way, this machlokas has been raging for at least 300-400 years, since the time of Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel lived, from the end of the first base of Mikdash, the days of the Romans. And Abaye said, Harve asuk Rabbi Shmuel va'alu v'yada. Many people tried Rabbi Shmuel and they succeeded. Harve asuk Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai va'alu alu v'yada. Many people tried Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's position and weren't successful. Abaye's statement can be understood in at least three ways, and I'll share them with you. Number one, he's just giving facts. It's just much more difficult to succeed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's just hard. You need a lot of discipline. You need a lot of willpower to subject yourself to a life of financial dependence upon others. It's not easy. It's always easy to be financially independent. So, basically, a lot of people tried Rabbi Shimon Bar and they succeeded. Very few people succeeded. So he's just giving stats, statistics. A different way to read them is that Abaye is chiming in with the position, that the position or the approach of Shimon Bar Yochai is not meant to be practiced by many people. It's meant to be practiced by Yechidim. Basically, Shimon Bar Yochai is giving a position that's appropriate for select individuals, those who really want to dedicate their lives to full-time Torah study. But it's not meant to be a way of life, which is, of course, part of the debate today. Right? When Ben-Gurion made this agreement with the Chazon Ish about boys being exempt from the army, you're dealing with a couple hundred boys. So the notion that there should be a couple hundred, maybe a few thousand people that are devoting their lives to Torah study, who represent the vanguard of our society and are exempt from army service, I think many, many people in this country would subscribe to. What irks many people is when you're talking about tens of thousands of people and this concept of learning at the expense of military participation and other cultural, social participation, it's become a way of life for an entire culture. Many people feel that that's inappropriate. So if we could select the top 100 boys in every yeshiva, I think everyone in this country would be on board with that. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just saying it's part of the discourse. So Abai is not just giving you stats. He's saying, yes, it's appropriate for individuals to choose Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but most people should follow Rabbi Yishmael. The third approach is the Baal Shem Tov. It's a little Hasidus, even though it's Thursday. The people try to live like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, v'lo alo v'yadam, means if you're at the stage of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and your life reflects that type of commitment, then you have the right to learn Torah all day and live off of other people. But if you're not yet at the level of Shimon Bar Yochai, don't play act. Don't play roles that aren't yours. Chassidus is very important not to behave out of your character, out of whom you are. So if you're someone that has reached the level of Shimon Bar Yochai in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimon Bar Yochai actually practices. He lived in a cave for 12 years and he learned Torah all day with his son, hiding from the Romans, then it's appropriate, then it's organic, then it's holistic, it's authentic. If you're not Shimon Bar Yochai and you're making believe you're Shimon Bar Yochai, then you won't succeed. And that's something that I feel is very appropriate today. If someone's really learning Torah all day and living a lifestyle that reflects that within reason, and sometimes when you create a mass strategy or a mass way of life, sometimes people are living a life that doesn't reflect on Hashem Baruch Hu, but basing it on Hashem Baruch Hu, and that's where religious inconsistency and inauthenticity sets in. So again, when Abaye talked about many people succeeding at Rabbi Shmuel and fewer succeeding at Hashem Baruch Hu, he was either giving the stats, you know, the statistics are in after a few hundred years, or he was providing a social policy, what's right for the majority, what's right for the minority. Or according to the Baal Shem Tov, he was saying, if you choose Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Hu, just make sure it's consistent with you overall. Or, as a famous Rav Amital story, a person once took a tramp with Rav Amital and said, Rebbe, maybe I should wear wool tzitzis, because this is from the clothing that's wool, because the Shulchan Aruch says if you're a Yerei Shamayim, you should not wear cotton tzitzis, you should wear wool tzitzis. So Rav Amital said, you're reading that differently from the way I'm reading it. You're reading it that to become a Yerei Shamayim, put on wool tzitzis. I'm reading it, if you are already a Yerei Shamayim, then put on wool tzitzis. So sometimes you have to make sure that there's consistency in your religious approach. It shouldn't have this lopsidedness where you're not working on all cylinders for Avodah Hashem, and then you just choose these selected areas. Make believe Yiddishkeit is not always so helpful. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day. But now you're in yeshiva, so you can all live for Rishim Baruch Hu. Go to breakfast, everyone's making breakfast for you. It's cleaning up the yeshiva right now. I can't hear you, right? No, not at all.